We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article, The Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy. You can find the study materials on Sviva Tova and the Arvut system. The Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy. Headline, What is Spirituality? Philosophy has gone through a great deal of trouble to prove that corporeality is the offspring of spirituality, and that the soul begets the body. Still, their words are utterly unacceptable to the heart. Their primary mistake is their enormous perception, their erroneous perception of spirituality. They determined that spirituality fathered corporeality, which is certainly a fit. Any parent must somehow resemble its progeny. This relation is the path and the root by which its sequel extends. In addition, every operator must have some regard to its operation by which to contact it. Since you say that spirituality is denied of any corporeal incidents, then such a path does not exist. Or in a relation by which the spiritual can contact and set it into any kind of motion. However, understanding the meaning of the word spirituality has nothing to do with philosophy. This is because how can they discuss something that they have not seen or felt? What do their rudiments stand on? If there is any definition that can tell spiritual from corporeal, it belongs only to those who have attained a spiritual thing and felt it. These are the genuine Kabbalists. Thus, it is the wisdom of Kabbalah that we need.
Questions?
Not here. The text is clear. Go on.
Philosophy with regard to his essence. Philosophy loves to concern itself with his essence and prove the rules of negation that apply to him. However, Kabbalah has no dealings whatsoever with it. For how can something be defined in what is unattainable and perceptible? Indeed, a definition by negation is just as valid as a definition by confirmation. If you see an object from afar and recognize its negatives, meaning all that it is not, that too is considered seeing and some extent of recognition. If an object is truly out of sight, even its negative characteristics are not apparent. If, for example, we see a black image from a distance, but can still determine that it is neither a person nor a bird, it is regarded as seeing. If it had been farther still, we would have been unable to determine that it is not a person. This is the origin of their confusion and invalidity. Philosophy loves to pride itself on understanding all the negation about his essence. Conversely, the sages of Kabbalah put their hand to their mouth in this place and do not give him even a simple name. For anything that we do not attain, we cannot define by name or word, for a word designates some degree of attainment. However, Kabbalists do speak a great deal about his illumination in reality, meaning all those illuminations have actually attained as validity, as a tangible attainment.
Questions?
Yes, can because there's two philosophers. No,
we do have two philosophers here. Yes, please.
השאלה היא,
the question is,
לפני הפילוסופים כבר הייתה חוכמה בעולם.
Before the philosophers, there were teachings in the world, there was knowledge, except science was not organized. From where does the need for theory comes? Something that studies something that is unattainable. Rav, man wants to know everything, and if he can imagine something that is not even perceived by his senses, then he wants to imagine it with his fantasies, just like that. There is no foundation for it other than what we have in our minds, this urge to nevertheless imagine something. But no, there are no premises. Question. But philosophers did organize science. Science became or built, organized. Yes, that's correct. But afterwards, they couldn't continue because it's all based on imagination.
Question.
It's just that it's something that Kabbalists say it's a curse, philosophy, the damned philosophy. Yes, because it deviates people from the right path, both from science and from life. From regular research, and it not only confuses, it leads humanity, it brings to humanity all kinds of theories that puts it into problems and wars in such trouble that cost us dearly. Question. But today, no one appreciates it. But its results are still a lot of harm that exists in humanity to this day. Rav, yes, that's correct.
So what does the wisdom of Kabbalah offer in order to correct all this?
The fact that we still cannot brush off philosophy and we still hold it, we still maintain it, we do. When I was doing my dissertation in my PhD in philosophy, I was at the Institute of Science, and there were several hundred students, and 90% of them were female students. And that's it. It's still kept, continued.
And what is the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world? To the extent that it reveals itself as the wisdom of truth, it will cleanse this damage that philosophy did.
I think it'll take a long time, because humanity still doesn't understand where it is. But gradually, bit by bit. Each and every day, we're nevertheless moving away from philosophy. Life itself is erasing philosophy between us. We're beginning to mock it, to slide it, and to move away from it. Please, that's clear, right? Yes, Dudi?
Why aren't there negative laws in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Because you can do whatever you want, but if it's a science, then you have to bring proof.
And nothing is negated in the work?
Nothing is negated if a person can attain it. And what he cannot attain, we don't talk about it.
He says that we don't research his essence because it's disconnected from our attainment.
Correct.
But there's many things we don't attain in the wisdom.
In the meantime, but there are such Kabbalists who attain or did attain. This is why we say that we can never attain and that we can attain according to our degrees.
And if we research his essence,
how can you research in his self if you don't attain it?
But I don't attain other laws in creation, but I research because I'm drawing light.
How do you draw light? I don't understand. This is interesting. How can you draw something from what you don't attain?
As he writes in the letter 155 in the introduction of Tess, that even if I don't attain it, but from engaging in it and reading and so on.
We have a law that we can engage in something and receive from there an illumination.
Even though we don't understand it.
Yes. Well, understanding is already a different type of illumination.
So if we research his essence, we can extract an illumination from it?
No. You have nothing to grip on.
So there's things that we don't attain, but we can research, and there's things that we don't attain, and there's you don't research, like his essence.
Yes.
Yes,
Niv.
Could we scrutinize this connection between corporeality and spirituality?
You can grasp corporeality in your senses, the ones you were born with and developed with.
Okay,
spirituality.
And spirituality, you don't have the vessels that you were born with or developed with, and therefore you need to perform special actions here if you want to attain it, if you have an inner drive, an inner urge to attain them.
So
if there's no contact between spirituality and corporeality, how can we attain spirituality?
Why must there be a connection?
How can a person in corporeality ascend to spirituality?
He's not born only in corporeality. He doesn't know how he was born, how he developed. In short, the question is, how the person, what are you saying?
A person in corporeality attaining spirituality.
He attains spirituality by the point in the heart developing in him, as we call it, and he is drawn to attain the spiritual world, the spiritual laws.
What is that? Is that a beginning of a connection, the point in the heart?
Yes.
How does it awaken in a person? How does it come to a person such a point?
This we don't know. There are those that the Creator places it in their hearts, and there are those that don't, and in some more and in others less.
What does
it mean we don't know? There's someone who does know.
There are people who feel, who have a tendency to attain the Creator, to feel Him, to understand Him, a tendency to spirituality, all in all. And this is what we want to develop.
But if there's no connection between corporeality and spirituality, how does a beginning of that connection, how does it start?
But what does it have to do with corporeality?
A person is in a corporeal reality of his senses, of his desires. There's no connection to spirituality.
Well, this is what you're saying. But saying that there's no connection is like saying that there is a connection.
He writes here, if you could scrutinize this, their mistake was in spiritual perception that they determined that it gave birth to corporeality, and that is false. What does that mean?
That corporeality is not born from, that spirituality is not born from corporeality.
So how is corporeality born?
I don't know.
What does it mean that spirituality did not father corporeality?
It doesn't give birth to it. It's got nothing that is contained to corporeality.
What is spirituality? What is corporeality? And why doesn't it give birth to the other?
I don't know. We'll decide and keep reading and learning, and maybe we'll understand what he writes here. You can ask. No problem.
If there's a law of root and branch in reality,
it depends what it belongs to.
What does that mean?
It means that I don't know what root and branch you want to draw a line from.
I read with the Bala Sulam that in all reality there's roots and branches, and every root clothes in a branch, and every branch is a root for the next branch until our world.
Yes.
So it does come to our world, or is there a disconnection at some point in this process of root and branch, until the reality that we feel and live in?
Yes,
there's a disconnection or a connection?
Yes, there is a disconnection.
How can that be?
Because in our four senses, five senses, we don't feel spirituality.
There's a disconnection from below, from us to spirituality, that we stop feeling the roots.
Yes.
But on behalf of spirituality, is there a disconnection?
How can we speak from the perspective of spirituality?
Someone who is in spirituality, he attains corporeality and spirituality. Does he see a connection or a disconnection between spiritual and corporeal?
He probably perceives that there is a connection.
So there's a connection only for someone who's attaining spirituality.
Yes.
So that's the meaning of this connection?
I don't know. You're asking me above what we know. Feel. And this is why I cannot answer you directly.
Okay, toda.
Thank you.
Okay? Yes.
How to explain the matter that the wisdom of Kabbalah only explains a part of all of reality? It doesn't engage in its essence.
From everything that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains, it explains not his self, but the Creator. His self is the Creator himself. This no one can say or talk about or explain or express. It's impossible.
And this attempt to explain beyond it, his essence, it's due to fail, such an explanation?
Of course. It's stupidity. How can you talk about the Creator, what he thinks, what he plans, what he is in himself. It's even more than that. He himself, how can you?
So this engagement of philosophy is actually...
Philosophy is even beyond that. It wants to include everything that the Creator is in and speak this way.
And that's what fails all of philosophy, because the engagement is just to reach the point that you can't engage in.
Because they look at reality this way, by this, they erase themselves. Moscow 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, говорим. Мы вот, Рав, от рождения, получается, плодим противоположности. Вот наука Каббала, получается, нас учит тому, как вот эти вот противоположности все.
We live in contradictions since we were born, and the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how to work with these contradictions, to bring light to them. Without them, a person can't implement himself.
Sì, Rav, buongiorno. Io vedo che negli adolescenti l'insegnamento della filosofia può servire a mettere in dubbio, distruggere la loro percezione della realtà così che desiderino cercare la vera verità. Può essere utile in questo senso la filosofia per mettere in dubbio quello che loro percepiscono.
Studying philosophy can ruin for young people all kinds of perceptions of reality. They see it. It can actually bring them closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah. So is it better to teach them philosophy?
No. Philosophy is not a bridge between people and Kabbalah. It is, it confuses people a lot. This is why we see that naturally today it is completely declining and moving away from science as it was initially in science. Today it is the last. It used to be the first, now it is the last. And you don't need to study philosophy in order to study physics or chemistry or all those things. Although we still
Dr. Philosophia, Nagit,
we still call PhD a philosophy doctorate. It still remains the title. But in truth, there is no real connection with philosophy itself, with our perception of reality, the way philosophy wants to open it. It is just unrealistic. And it's already obvious to everyone. Evident. Therefore,
can I posso continuare? Cosa dovrebbe fare uno studente di Kabbalah? Cosa dovrebbe fare uno studente di Kabbalah che insegna filosofia? Come dovrebbe comportarsi?
So what should a Kabbalah student who teaches philosophy do? David teaches philosophy. What should he do?
Talmid Kabbalah shemilamed filosofia.
A Kabbalah student who teaches philosophy?
He teaches philosophy in schools.
Continue. You need to make a living. And that's it. But for yourself, study something else. For yourself, study Kabbalah. You can't help it. Philosophy is already... It's gone off the human stage and it is not used anymore. Not used. Except for philosophers themselves, who also don't understand each other. No one respects philosophy.
Tov.
Okay.
Ken, David.
Yes, David.
What's the difference between man's qualities, one who is drawn to philosophy and one who is drawn to Kabbalah?
Those
who are drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah is because they want to know, to attain. And then when they begin to study, they learn what it means to go above reason, which is the means by which to really attain the Creator, to attain the upper reality. And that's the difference.
And a person drawn to philosophy, what is he searching for?
He's searching for knowledge. But also, there is a lot of many kinds of knowledge here. They talk about imagination. They talk about... I don't know how to say it. In short, it is... Well, help me. Help me say it. You don't want to.
I
think...
אני חושב שפילוסופיה היא...
I think that today philosophy only confuses people. And although we use many words and discernments that we take from it, but in itself, in general, it has completely disconnected from all of the human research.
So because of that reason, Kabbalists in our time let themselves interpret the wisdom of Kabbalah in a way that will be more clear, because it's not going into philosophy anymore.
Yes.
Still, I think that's what we learn, and I think that maybe there's people who are still trying to understand the world they're living in scientifically, and then they discover the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they see that there's interesting things there, and then they come to study, and a person who did start his path by a philosophy search, would he be able to be drawn to something that the wisdom of Kabbalah wants to give him?
Yes, of course. Of course, he can go from philosophy to Kabbalah, from all kinds of forms of philosophy into Kabbalah. Of course, yes. I think that this is really the way that the Creator arranged for us in general, the whole entry into the wisdom of Kabbalah and into science through philosophy. Okay.
So,
announcements.
Yes.
Unity evening, the miracle of spirituality. Sunday, 10th of December at 7. World unity evening on the Ervut system. There will not be a physical gathering in the building in Petah Tikva. Today's schedule, Thursday at 10:40. Something like that, the program. At noon, the lesson. At 5:30, reading tests. At 7:30, reading Zohar. We'll end with a song.
Together we can hear. Through the fire we will find a place above the fear. A melody in every heart is waiting to be heard. We will sing with one desire. His song will fill the world.
Sobre un mar de odio hoy luchamos por el bien. Nos abrazaremos ya, la ola va a llegar. Un lejano faro está brillando sin cesar. toda nuestra transgresión, cubrimos con amor. Раскрывшееся зло станет вдруг добром, как заполнишь пустоту вечным естеством, как из плачения сердец вырвется мольба, все прегрешения покрыв любовью навсегда.